Now, it's not great news each day to be hearing of the COVID infection rates and lockdown extensions and new lockdowns for towns that have so far remained untouched by the virus. But it is the world we live in. It can be very stressful for many different reasons to be in lockdown, but there's something new we're about to talk about for you to consider. A sort of coping techniques we can learn from Indigenous wisdom. Bardi woman, Auntie Munya Andrews, is co-director of Evolve Communities, and he's online this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Peter.
How are you today?
Fantastic. It's a beautiful sunny day, and what's not to love? It's great.
I'm totally with you. What does Indigenous wisdom have to teach us about lockdowns and its challenges?
Yeah, well, it's something that I've been alerted to, especially around, you know, Liz Gambidge's comments recently about feeling isolated and just the impact on her. And I thought, oh, you poor dear, you know, and just feeling that the pain that other Australians are feeling. I'm lucky because I have a culture that is all about belonging and family and having your support around you. So Indigenous culture can actually teach Australians certain coping mechanisms of how to deal with what's happening nowadays. First, for me, that I've never been alone in my life because I've been taught from a very young age that our ancestors are always with us. You know, the old people, they're all around, and we can talk to them at any time. So I've never felt that social isolation that other people do. Our spirituality also, Aboriginal Dreamtime, teaches us certain techniques to seek answers within. And again, that's calling on the ancestors, but it's also going deep within yourself and listening to yourself and listening to the environment as well. So, and we have a number of practices. One of the most famous ones that's being taught around Northern Australia is Dadidi, the practice taught by Auntie Miriam Rose. And also just when you look at the general history of our people in this country, you know, we've had everything thrown at us from genocide and colonisation and massacres to restrictive legislation, and it's really taught us resilience. And I think resilience is something that we've really become very accomplished at. And so that is we need resilience right now going through COVID. So those are the sorts of things that Indigenous people can draw upon to get us through these times, and it's something that we want to share with other Australians to get them through as well.
So what is Dadiri then? I'm just wondering, I was actually lucky enough to have a couple of Aboriginal women that I was learning with in a recent TAFE course that I've done, and I'm just wondering whether your Dadiri is what they were teaching to us to do as part of an option to try and centre yourself and to calm yourself.
Yeah, definitely. It's a practice that's known throughout Australia. Of course, it would have its different names by the different nations, but it's most likely that that's what was taught. It's a form of meditation, if you like, a sort of deep listening, going deep within, as I say, listening to yourself, listening to the environment. It's about not trying to control your thoughts. So it's a meditation practice that our people practice,
and it's about really centering yourself and being in the moment and listening to your surroundings and to do you all look at some types of animals sometimes for a spirit?
Yes, because especially your dreamings because they bring spiritual strength with it. So it's like connecting with that spirit ancestor to help you get through, tough times and that. So there's this real sense of community in that it's not you alone meditating by yourself, but by that you're in relationship with everything around you, animals and plants and so forth.
And is it a case that individuals can identify an animal that is close to their spirit?
Yeah, definitely. So it's like, for instance, my dreamings are Nimanbur, which is the bat, the fruit bat dreaming, but also eagle, Arlen, which we call Arlen. So for me, it's about connecting with those two creatures, and it's interesting that they're both flying creatures as well.
Yeah.
So it's about connecting with those creatures to pull you through, because we feel that they're our relatives in animal form.
Mm. And do you listen to music when you're doing the duri?
You can if you want, but it's more, I think the more emphasis is placed on silence. So listening to the bush, listening to the sounds of the bush, and for people that have gone out there, in fact, they get very scared of the quietness of the bush, and most people will turn up their radios as a way of not connecting. So it really is about just listening to what is in nature.
And the two women who were doing this as a lesson that I was being part of had almost this sound going in the background, which allowed them to focus.
Yes. Oh, wow. That's fabulous. Yeah, so you certainly can have that. It can assist you to go deeper. What was really interesting is one time I was up at the Laura Festival up there in Queensland, and I had gone away to walk up into the hills to see some Aboriginal paintings. And so this was about 10 kilometres distance away from where the festival was being had. And as I was up there looking at the paintings, there was Aboriginal music being played in the background from the festival. And it was quite haunting, I must say.
So, well, that would have been really, really amazing, though, because that would just have set the scene, wouldn't it?
It certainly did, and it certainly put me into a meditative state, and I was able to just sit there and be as if it was in the old times, you know, long ago when you would have heard people singing and dancing in the distance.
Why do you think Indigenous culture is such a good example of just going with the flow, mate?
Just because I think, we also don't have that emphasis upon time. In our cultural awareness courses, we teach the difference between viewing time and how it can be an issue for Indigenous people working in gutter organisations. So it's about just going with being that ability to go with the flow and not be looking at the clock and the watch. And, you know, I always joke and say, you know, it's not called a deadline for nothing. When you think about that, you know, having to stick to deadlines. If you continue that way, you know where you'll end up.
Yep.
So it is for us about, it's like Auntie Miriam Rose says in her practice teachings around Dadiri. She says, we are river people. You cannot hurry the river. We must understand its ways and go with the flow. And that's exactly what our Indigenous culture teaches us, is to go. Everything happens within its own natural time frame and not an artificial one. So it's about reconnecting with that and understanding the flows and going with the flow. And the other thing about flows too is that it's always a circle. And so, yes, you might be going through hard times, but you know that circle will move on and things will improve and you'll go around again. So it's having the wisdom to understand and appreciate that time frame and know that things will change, because I know when people are caught up in, you know, depression and anxiety and so forth, they think things will never change. But if you understand the world and nature, everything changes in its own time and moves.
Absolutely. You've got some amazing wisdom in what you're saying, Auntie Vanya. Can I ask you, you're co-director of Evolve Communities. If someone's listening this morning and go, wow, how do I tap into Evolve Communities? Is that possible or not?
Yes, it is. We have a website, www.evolves.com au. And previously, we've only had our training available to organisations and groups, and we've only just now opened that up to individuals. So if individuals want to undertake some of our training, they can now. So just type in Evolve Communities, even on Google, and it'll take you to us where you can book a strategic call with us, or to just a call to find out what training we offer. We also have, a newsletter that goes out regularly with a blog with various articles that are of assistance to people. And we're quite active on Twitter and Instagram as well.
I love it. All right. Look, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much. And I really hope your next one for the dairy, you're having a really relaxing time. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Peter.
Auntie Munya Andrews, co-director of Evolve Communities.